Art in Orbit. Today we are going to talk about a light installation in the Dreary Snake system. The name already spoils it for you. It's a very somber and dark place. So that's why the Sunyata Artonauts chose this particular constellation to brighten it up a bit. I recently passed by this orbital artwork. So to make clear, this is not a vacuo-specific work. It is not placed in a vacuo gallery. This is a cosmic ready-made altered work. Since there are innumerable asteroids floating around, why not use one asteroid belt for an art project? A galactic interaction, so to say. It is also known as a work under the name of Orbital Eclectics. This Dreary Snake system has two suns of the same size, a binary star constellation with 9 planets in them. We are talking about a luminescent asteroid belt, asteroids covered with fluorescent paint. This way it is visible even when the suns are not shining on them. Even though the asteroids are circumbinary, they orbit two stars, there's quite some distance between them. They are practically left alone in the dark. So when the Clairvoyager entered this system, I got an eerie feeling about it. Something didn't feel right. Although for this visit we had to stay inside the ship, it still didn't feel quite pleasant the moment we reached the belt. For those who don't know, an asteroid belt is a band of leftover planetesimals, a rocky gang between fully grown planets. This would be one of the biggest belts in the Laniakea supercluster, with bodies ranging in size from nearly 16,000 kilometers to the smallest dust particles, and it is also the darkest one. Plenty enough canvases to paint on for the Artonauts, I would say. It is a pleasant and calming work in the midst of a harsh and murky environment. This constellation has been made a more jaunty and vivacious place now, but thank God we are not even allowed to make spacewalks there, mainly because of the extreme bisolar storms. Plus you've got the 6 planets closest to the suns, which are very sandy ones, like sand planets, and their sandstorms escape their thin atmospheres. So a lot of sand grains are loose in between those planets. It's like the Martian sandstorms that are infiltrating Earth's orbit. This very sandy outer space region is called the Rattlesnake region. But anyway, it's fine enough to encounter this work from the observation deck of the Clairvoyager. There's a specific procedure on how these asteroids get pimped, if I may say it that way. So the art cargo ships haul in asteroids and Artonauts paint them inside the ship. So the art cargo ship becomes a studio, basically. And also people live in the belt. Not only non-human art cargo ship workers are working there, also actual humans reside at Dreary Snake City, a cluster of small space apartments floating along the asteroids. It is actually a science experiment by the Sunyata to see how humans function in such a harsh and brute binary star system for a certain amount of time. Most of the work is done by the robots, of course, but they need to tend to the art cargo ship robots and asteroids guards. So at a point we flew into the belt, so we got a closer look at the illuminated rocky bodies. Each asteroid had a different color and a different palette, but all of them changed color now and then like a chameleon. Tiny fluorescent covered nano robots are actually surfing the asteroid's rocky surface. They are controlled at Dreary Snake City, so they can create different light shows, if you will, when a Clairvoyager passes by like mine did. I didn't know this before, but you know, we all Clairvoyagers didn't receive this info beforehand. It was intended that way. So after we got one full circle around the two suns, we got to know the workings of it. A wonderful catalog has been made as well, with 3D multi-layered pictures in it. There was one Artenaut engineer working on one of these art cargo ships to put some nanorobots onto a 1 kilometer long asteroid. But then there was a mistake and the robots jumped onto his body and started to crawl all over him. So this light show program rolled on him. So yeah, this was very unpleasant because they were attached to his skin basically, and there were a lot of them. So yeah, aesthetically it looked like, you know, it was like a shiny, sparkling, living artwork, like a disco ball almost. But yeah, it took a full day to pluck them all out of his skin. So yeah, intriguing, but it must be very hard to work at Dreary Snake City as well, attending to these robots and electronic stuff. So this asteroid lighting belt is very magnificent to see, especially in contrast with this bizarre and eerie constellation. But people wondered, you know, some people wondered why this work could not have been at our own asteroid belt, you know, between Mars and Jupiter. So this debate has been going on for some time now. Some people say, yeah, just leave all the wonder to the universe and don't put everything inside our solar system already. So let's leave some magic to the rest of the universe, you know, and especially the Dreary Snake system because of this contrast between light and dark. They are still painting asteroids as we speak, because only a handful were being done. And what's funny to me is that none of them create shapes or symbols. It's just a random color pattern each time. And I was wondering why they could not be a little bit more creative with that. Or maybe it's me, I'm just failing to see some shapes in it. But none of my fellow Spectronauts were talking about recognizable patterns. So it's basically a random light show. But the light show or multicolor show is worthwhile when you are up close spectating. You know, at one point our ship got very close to a chameleonic asteroid and it feels like a bioluminescent paradise. It's very bright, so you have to wear special goggles, but it's so overwhelming when you sort of zoom in on it. It's like the Claire Voyager is a microscope zooming into the little shining bacteria that are swarming all over the place on this asteroid. By the way, the way the ship maneuvers through the belt is very much part of the experience. Sometimes the ship slows down and comes close to one asteroid, sometimes it accelerates towards one and you feel like it's almost going to crash into it, and sometimes the ship is holding a lot of distance. So you just see some vague sparkling spots from two or three asteroids further away. So it's not just the asteroid installation itself, the roller coaster ride is very much part of the whole experience as well. Which sounds like a spectacle, but it's simply thrilling. When you finish the ride, the Dreary Snake system becomes not so dreary after all that way. I really hope you will be on this ride one day. Don't fear the Dreary Snake system, just go into it and be amazed. So bye for now, and I'll see you in the next outer space region. Bye.